Powell River Board of Education has passed a motion to change its name to better reflect the cultural diversity and geographic area of School District 47. At the December 20 Board of Education meeting, trustees considered the name change, which arose from a committee of the whole meeting on December 14. In speaking to the motion, Trustee Rob Hill said in April of this year, the Board of Education was asked by Sly M. Mon Nation Haggis John Hackett to change the name of the Board of Education. At the time we committed to the discussion, but for a myriad of reasons, including the summer break, and a local election in October with a new board, there was a renewed opportunity to make changes that reflect the strength and relationship of the nation, said Hill. Change can be uncomfortable, but these feelings don't mean we shouldn't engage in discussion, and ergo, change. Hill said school districts around the province have been engaging in the renaming of schools or districts to better reflect Indigenous names or culturally relevant names. He pointed to the renaming of the Haida Gwaii School District, taking out Queen Charlotte. He said there have been other examples in Pacific Rim, in Vancouver and in other towns and cities across the province, plus Canada-wide, with Ontario being a great example. Hill said Kootenay Lake is engaging in a policy that would prohibit any new facilities being named after people, living or dead. To me, a change in district name is reconciliation and diversity in action, said Hill. It's a transformative act. This is a long time coming. I believe deep community consultation with teachers, students, families and other stakeholders can happen at the school level. Hill said he believes all stakeholders would be in favor of rebranding. Let's see a district name change as a seed, said Hill. How we choose to water it matters. I'm encouraged that we are putting forward this motion. What happens next is up to us. Trustee Jacqueline Miller said with the motion, the plan would be to have a consultation process with stakeholders, including students, and Sly M. Mon. I don't want to be narrow in the possibility of what the name may be, said Miller. This motion is just us saying we will be changing our name. We don't know what the name will be and we are looking for feedback and consultation with everybody to find the best name that reflects the diversity of our area. Board of Education Chairperson Dale Lawson said the board had not determined what the process would look like and that it would be determined by the board at a later date. The Board of Education voted unanimously to support a name change. Lawson said during question period that regarding the name change initiative, there has been no extensive discussion on the name change and that the motion was a launching platform for the initiative. She said there will be further discussion at the board level and consultation with Sly M. Mon. We will have staff come to the Committee of the Whole with a number of recommendations, added Lawson, about where best to facilitate these conversations.